Body Scan Meditation with Mel Rate. Finding a comfortable place to lie down. Lying on your back, on a mat, rug on the floor or on your bed. Choose a place where you will be warm and undisturbed. And if it feels okay for you, close your eyes. Now, taking a few moments to get in touch with your breathing and the sensations in the body. When you're ready, bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, all along the whole length of your body. Sensations of touch, or pressure, where your body makes contact with the floor, mat, bed. And on each out-breath, allowing yourself to let go, sinking a little deeper into the supportive surface beneath you. Breathing in, breathing out and letting go. Breathing in, breathing out and letting go. And just reminding yourself of the attention and intention of this practice. Its aim is not to feel any different, not to feel relaxed or calm, although this may be the effect. Instead, the intention of the practice is, as best you can, to bring awareness to any sensations that you detect in the body, as you focus your attention on each part of the body in turn, simply being aware of sensations. Starting by being aware of the physical sensations in your lower abdomen. Becoming aware of the changing patterns of sensations in the abdominal wall as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And taking a few moments to feel the sensations as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Now bringing this focus of attention like a spotlight, letting it travel down the left leg and into the left foot and out to the toes of the left foot. Focusing as best you can on each of the toes of the left foot in turn. Being curious about the quality of the sensations you find. Maybe a tingling or a warmth, humming or a pulsing, or coolness, or maybe no sensation at all. And perhaps noticing the sense of the spaces between the toes. Now, when you're ready, on an in-breath, feel or imagine the breath entering the lungs and then passing down into the abdomen and flowing into the left leg and the left foot and out to the toes of the left foot. Imagining the breathing entering the lungs, flowing down through the tummy, into the left leg, the left foot, and out the toes of the left foot. And then, if you can, imagining the breath coming all the way back up and out of the foot, into the leg, up through the abdomen, into the chest, and out through the nose. And as best you can, just continuing this for a few breaths, breathing down into the toes and back out from the toes again. This might feel a bit odd to get the hang of, but just practice this breathing in too, as best you can. Just try playing with it. Now letting go on an out-breath of the awareness of the toes and bringing your awareness instead to the sensations on the bottom of your left foot. Being investigative, curious about the sensations in the sole of the foot. The instep. Noticing the sensations where the heel makes contact with your mat or bed. And just playing with breathing with the sensations. Being aware of the breath in the background, but in the foreground, you explore the sensations of the bottom of your foot. And now on the out-breath, letting go of the foot and moving your attention up to the ankle, right into the bones and the joint there. And now taking a slightly deeper breath. And letting go on the out-breath of the ankle and the foot, and allowing your focus of awareness to become the lower left leg. Simply being aware of sensations in the calf, the shin, the inside of the leg. And the knee. And then letting go of the lower left leg and feeling into the upper left leg. Noticing any sensation in the strong muscle of your thigh. Letting your attention wrap round into your buttock on the mat. In each area, as best you can, bringing the same detailed level of awareness and gentle curiosity to any sensations that you find there. Now breathing into the upper leg. And on the out-breath, letting go of that region and bringing your attention into the abdomen again. Noticing sensations there now. Perhaps noting any changes from earlier. Breathing in to the abdomen. And on the out-breath, letting go that whole area, and moving your attention up to the chest and the shoulders, feeling the pressure on your back of the surface underneath you. And if you become aware of any tension in the chest or shoulders or back, remembering that you can breathe into them and use the in-breath to gently bring awareness right into the sensations. And as best you can, have a sense of letting go or releasing on the out-breath. Breathing in and letting go as you breathe out. And during this process, you might be discovering that the mind wanders. That you think that you're paying attention and suddenly the mind is thinking, the mind is planning, the mind is remembering. That's completely normal. It's what minds do. But when you notice it, gently acknowledge it's happening. And then bring your attention back to the part of the body that you're intending to focus on. And now letting go of the chest and letting your attention occupy all of your left arm, down into the fingers of your left hand, sensing any sensation there, pulsing, tingling, warmth or coolness. Just being aware of what's there. Now bringing yourself centrally back to the breath again and just noticing the sensation of the breath coming in and out of your body. And once more preparing your attention to travel down the entire length of your right leg. Resting your attention in your right foot, bringing awareness, close awareness, to the toes of the right foot, and in turn, checking each toe for sensation. And feeling into the spaces between the toes. And then allowing your attention to spread out underneath your right foot, taking in any sensations that you find in the sole of your foot, in the instep, or in the heel as it makes contact with the mat or bed. And then still holding onto the toes and the sole of your foot, expanding your attention to include the top of your foot and your right ankle. And feeling into the complexity of the bones and the joints in this area. Sensing any sensation that's there or no sensation. Now, on the next out-breath, letting go of the foot and the ankle and switching your attention to the lower right leg. Feeling into the calf muscle in back and the length of the strong bone down your lower leg. Feeling into the knee joint. The knee, bony on the front, soft on the back. Now on the out breath, letting go of the lower right leg and drawing your attention into the upper right leg. The strong thigh muscle, the buttock against the mat, the surface you're lying on. Just noticing sensations between your body and the surface that you're lying on. Feeling into the buttock and the thigh, feeling into the bones there, the muscles. And now moving attention to the whole pelvic area and the lower abdomen. And just noticing once again sensations in this area. This area densely packed with activity, with organs, the body working. Noting any large or small sensation that you find. And just breathing with that sensation for a while. Remembering if you discover sensations of tension there or discomfort, just breathing into it, letting the out-breath be the vehicle to carry away the tension. Letting yourself relax. Now, on the out-breath, letting go of the abdomen and the pelvic area and bringing your attention up to the chest and the shoulder, the right shoulder this time. And as best you can, noticing sensations from the right shoulder and the chest. And then letting the spotlight of your attention travel down your right arm. And all the way into the right hand. The thumb and the fingers of the right hand. Once again, gathering your attention around any sensation that you find there. Leaning in to experience that sensation closely and with curiosity. And then on the out-breath, letting go of the right arm and the right hand. And bringing your neck and head to the center of your attention. Shining the beam of your attention on the muscles of your neck, on the muscles of your scalp, on the strong bones of your skull, and letting yourself really feel into these areas, breathing with any sensation that's there. Breathing into areas of tension and releasing that tension on the out-breath. And now allowing your attention to spread out over you. Like a fine cotton sheet, covering your whole body as best you can with your attention, feeling along the length of your body in contact with the surface below you, sensing the air over your body. And now, after you've scanned the whole body in this way, spending a few minutes, a few moments, being aware of the sense of the body as a whole in this way, and of the breath flowing freely in and out of the body, until I ring the bell. Now that you've completed the body scan, you may find that there are a few helpful adjustments to make. For instance, if you find yourself falling asleep, you might want to prop your head up with a pillow so that you're lying a little bit more upright, or keep your eyes open, or just a little bit open, letting the light in from time to time. Or if it's really a problem, then do the practice sitting up rather than lying down. The purpose of the practice, after all, is to fall awake, not fall asleep.